Okay, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Dr. Egosa Imaswen, and I'm a novelist from Nigeria. I'm here at Civitella, and I'm going to be reading an excerpt from my second novel, Fine Boys, specifically chapter 17. The first June 12th anniversary came and went, very quietly. The World Cup distracted the rest of the civilized world, while the Americans, who hosted the competition, changed their TV channels en masse to catch O.J. Simpson trying to outrun the police at 40 kilometers per hour. We kept busy watching football, not paying attention to the pressing issues that our country faced. Ken Saro-Wiwa had just been arrested. Who heard? Who cared? In Nigeria's first match on the world stage, we thrashed the Bulgarians 3-0. Wonderful day it was. No one, not even those who maintained a fashionable aloofness when it came to football, could resist the euphoria. Banners of green, white, green, made with bed sheets or cheap plastic, flapped from the doors, boots, and bonnets of cars. We spent the evenings, as we waited for the games to air, playing match-ups between the night's contenders on our video game consoles or on the small pitch in the middle of estate. It was the first World Cup I actually watched. Bloody Americans, being 6 hours behind us, made the match times particularly horrendous. Blurry-eyed from an evening of drinking, we would stay awake until 2 in the morning for an 8 p.m. match, East Coast time. Thank God the Nigerian team was based in Boston. Eastern time was easier to deal with. All the while, armored personnel carriers stood at the junctions in school. The student leaders still ranted and raved. Nobody paid much attention. Democracy was having a hard time competing with football. The days before Nigeria played Italy were fun. There was a sense of yes, we have arrived in the air. Did they not see Finidi and his doggy style celebration in the Greece match? Or Amokachi and his funky groove matched only by his funkier goal? Tambo came back. He had been thrown out of Bulgaria, and we added a short-lived suffix to his already long nickname. It was now Clement Oliver Tambo, Nebo of Sofia, Bulgaria. Considering the fact that he had spent his time there in and out of sleeping bags, he looked quite good. He smelt of Jand, that supermarket new hotel room smell of Johnny Just Comes. And Tambo milked this for every kobo. At the late-night drinking sessions before watching matches in which the Nigerians impressed and the Cameroonians embarrassed themselves, Tambo would be seen with two girls on either arm, his pockmarked face grinning ear to ear as he told them how clean Sofia was, how lovely the streets were, streets that he had only glimpsed from behind wire mesh fences. But he was allowed to get away with it. After all, Nigeria was in the World Cup. Everything was forgotten.